Mark Peplow, question for you from Peter Bondi. He says, why is there no liquid form of carbon, or is there?
Well, funnily enough, there is a liquid form of carbon, but it's extremely unusual. When you think about carbon, you normally think of things like graphite, the lead in your pencil, which we were talking about before in the context of graphene. You think about diamonds. You might even think about Buckminster fullerene, these cages of 60 carbon atoms that look like footballs. All of these are held together by very, very strong chemical bonds, covalent bonds. And that means that you need to heat up carbon, elemental carbon, a huge amount before you can actually start to separate those atoms. In fact, once you heat it up to about 3,600 degrees C, you finally get to pull those atoms apart and it turns into a gas. It sublimes. So it normally goes from a solid to a gas. If you want it to be a liquid, you have to put it under incredible pressure while you're actually heating it up that much. So it's only under very, very sort of extreme circumstances that you can force carbon to be a liquid.
Aren't people using carbon compounds like carbon dioxide as liquids, though? Because I think this is a whole area of what we call green chemistry now, isn't it? People have discovered instead of buying expensive solvents to dissolve things and even make decaffeinated coffee, you can pressurize CO2, carbon dioxide, and it becomes liquid, supercritical CO2, and it's got the same properties as many industrial solvents, except that it's pretty harmless.
That's right. Carbon dioxide is used, you're right, to decaffeinate coffee, because if you squeeze carbon dioxide, very different from carbon, it behaves as a different chemical. If you squeeze it enough, then it turns into a liquid, like you said, a supercritical liquid, because it only exists past that critical point when you've got it under extreme pressure. And as a green solvent, it's certainly a lot better to work with than what they used before, which was I can't remember which chlorinated solvent it was. It might have been dichloromethane or chloroform or something like that. But filthy stuff, a real pain to dispose of, and if you're exposed to it as a worker, it's going to make a right mess of your lungs. So carbon dioxide is just a lot easier to work with, because of course when you're finished with it, in theory you can just release it to the atmosphere.
Sounds good. I've heard from Ed, who says he reckons the 100,000 mark is the right sort of number for the toast. We'll find out towards the end of the programme if you're on the right line, Ed.